Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Monstrous Radio. Oh my goodness, if I can get it together over here. Monstrous Radio Live, Friday Night Live. I'm DJ E-Monster. We do have Miss Unbelievable. Can you hear me over there? Feels like there's something wrong with my headset.
Oh, I can hear you over here. What's wrong with your headset?
I don't know. Maybe I'm an airhead or something, but something just don't seem right over here. But, hey, it is what it is. So, all right, you know what it is, people. It's Friday Night Live. You know how we do it. We're going to talk about some events that we got going on. It's going to definitely be a monstrous weekend. Some other events that's going on around the world. So stick with us. I'm going to go ahead and jump into some music so we can come back and get to talking to y'all about what's going on. And, and we're going to keep it monstrous. So, all right, DJ Me Monster, I need to calm down. Woosa, I'm a little too excited for this weekend. Calm down. Woosa, get ready. Friday Night Live. Me Monster, it's unbelievable. And some new music. It's all over the radio. I played it already. I broke it like 2 months ago. It is what it is. DJ Khaled, he everywhere. You know how he do it. Him, Beaver, Quavo, and Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne. Call I'm the One. Monsters Radio, Friday Night Live. Get ready, it's about to go down.
We the best music.
Yeah, some feel-good music.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the owner intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm the only one. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm the one, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm the only one.
Yo, yo. Quavo. I'm the one that hit that same spot.
Hit it.
She the one that bring them raindrops.
Raindrop.
We go back, remember crisscross and hopscotch.
Hopscotch.
You the one that hold me down. Blocks high. I make your dreams come true when you wake up. And your looks just the same without no makeup. Had to pull up on your mama, see what you made of. Ain't got a word about them commas, cause my cake up. You can ride inside my life on that fame bus. Cause I promise when we step out, you'll be famous. Modern day Bunny and Clyde, what they named us. Cause when we pull up, brr, brr, all angles.
Yeah, you're looking at the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn, know you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now.
That new Chanel. She like the price. She see the ice and make her coochie melt. When I met her in the club, I asked her who she felt. Then she went and put that booty on that Gucci belt. We don't got no label. She say she want bottles. She ain't got no table. She don't got no bed frame. She don't got no tables. We just watching Netflix. She ain't got no cable. Okay, though. Plug, plug, plug. I'm the plug for her. She want a nigga that pull her hair and hold the door for her. That's only me. Bitch, it okay with me. Baby, okay, okay.
Yeah, you're looking
the truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time. For the one, what bitch you looking at the one? I'm the best yet, and yet my best is yet to come. Cause I've been looking for somebody, not just any fucking body. Don't make me catch a body, that's for any and everybody. Oh my god, she hit me up all day, get no response. Bitch, you blow my heart, that's like turning gold to bronze. Roll my eyes, and when she on the molly, she a zombie. She think we Clyde and Bonnie, but it's more like Whitney Bobby. God forgive me. Don't you ever finesse, and I'm a legend. Straight up out the crescent, fly your bae down for the essence. For the record, truth, the money never lie. No, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one early morning in the dawn. No, you wanna ride now. I'm the one, yeah. I'm the one, yeah. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time now.
One.
Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah,
I'm the
one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah,
I'm the
one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah,
I'm
the one. Don't you know, girl? Don't you know, girl? I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm the one.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live, Friday Night Live. We're getting y'all ready for the weekend. This is DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. And Miss Unbelievable, looks like we got somebody else that's tuned in here and they pressed one because they want to talk. So I we'll go ahead and set it up and then see what they got going on a Friday Night Live. I'm just real excited about the event tomorrow. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't really get butterflies or get too excited. You know, I'm fresh. This is what I do. This is what I do. But tomorrow,
this is what you do.
Tomorrow, I don't know. I'm so excited. I'm just saying, man. I got like the butterflies. I got the lizards. I got Sugarfoot. I got everything. I got everything. I'm so excited for tomorrow with all these artists. You did. Some of them I'm just meeting for the first time. Damn it, I should have just went ahead and opened it up to them because actually that could have been somebody like Mr. Mayhem or somebody like that. I know he did have an event tonight. Darn it, I should have just went ahead and opened up the line. If they end up calling back, I'm just going to jump into it, see what they got going on.
Just jump into it.
But Mr. Mayhem, he is performing tomorrow at Raspberry Island at 2 Wabasaw in St. Paul. Make sure you guys look it up on all our Facebook pages and all our other social media because it's going to go down tomorrow. We got R&B. We got hip-hop. We even got like a Motown review about noon, the whole itinerary on social media and everything. You can definitely find requested at monsterusradio@gmail.com. But, yeah, so if you like some of the old school, I think they're doing, like, you know, stuff like Smokey Robinson, Earth, Wind & Fire. I hope they're doing a couple of their cuts. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but I hear that's what they're doing. You dig?
Hey,
so got that going down. Yeah. So I'm really excited about tomorrow. I'm really excited. So I hope you
are. You're real excited. Oof. Please, you know what? Please tell them what you're doing. I mean, you're excited for the artist. I hear you're excited for the artist. I hear you're excited about just being there, but you failed to tell the world what you're doing tomorrow that you're so excited about. Come on now. Holla at your girl.
Well, I'll be handling all the entertainment. You know what I mean? From the music to the sound stage, everything, it'll be run by me. I'll be on the ones and twos, keeping the crowd going. You know what I mean? For the parents that want to take a little break from their kids, I'm going to have a little set for the kids to dance to, keep them occupied. For those of you who like to come out and step, I got a couple little step things for y'all. Now, these will be in between the performances. It is, because the performances are going to go hot. But in between the performances, that ass is man. Oh, yeah, you belong to me. It's going to be a monster groove tomorrow at Raspberry Island. You dig? Right next to what they say was called, things called, right next to Harris Island or something like that, downtown St. Paul. So make sure you guys come out to family event. So, you know, hey, sometimes it'll be throughout the week. You got to wait till the weekend to get your kids. Don't take them home. Don't take them to the crib. Take them home and put them in the house. Take them to Raspberry Island on Saturday. It's a family event. Come out, kick it. We got a whole big thing going on brought to you by Shaky Bones Food Truck. They're giving back. This is a very popular food truck, I guess. They call it the purple truck with the horn. But so you may not know the name, and you in St. Paul, the purple truck with the horns is putting on this event for you at Raspberry Island in the park, live entertainment like it's supposed to be outside. I'm just saying it's going to be a epic day tomorrow, for real. It is what it is. So I guess, what else we got going on this weekend?
We got the Red Sea going on this weekend on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some more hot performances going down. And your very own DJ, E-Monster, on the ones and twos again. And not to mention, the Monstars will be in the house. Miss Unbelievable, yes, will be in the house. So I'll be in the house at the Red Sea, and I will be at Raspberry Park, so at Raspberry Island. So if you want to meet us, if you want to come see us, come hang out. Just come on down. We will be out there having a blast. And you could get some monstrous gear if you want some monster gear. That'll be out there as well. So just come. Let's just have a wonderful time this weekend, continuing the 4th of July celebration.
Right. So if you're single, come out. Show your independence at these events. Now, hold on. I think we got the other person back. Let me check in. Oh, they haven't pressed one yet. So 630, if you want to get on the line, 379, go ahead, press one right quick, and we'll go ahead and put you on before we get to the music, or you can just sit here for a moment, and we'll get to you right after. But, yeah, I'm glad we talked about the Sunday event. I just got a bunch of new flyers right now. You dig? Right now. Make sure y'all come to the event tomorrow. Hook up with me. If you get one of these flyers from me personally, you get $2 off the admission at the door. That's right. I said, you get these flyers from me and show them at the door, and you get $2 off. You just got to write DJ E-Monster on the back, and you're good. I probably shouldn't have said that. But, yeah, make sure you come out. Get these flyers from me. It's going to go down. So, all right, check it out. The person pushed 630. They pushed one to talk right quick. Let's see who we got on the line and see what they got going on a Friday Night Live. 630-379, who we got on the line? Hello?
What's going on, man? It's Chemist with the K, you know what I'm saying?
And your boy, Boogie the Bear.
Green Dog out from Chicago.
Okay, that's what's up. What's up, fellas? What's going down?
What's going on? We're giving a good call in, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do the show out in Minneapolis, July 23rd.
At the Red Sea.
Okay. That's what's up. So, all right, tell us a little bit, you know what I mean, about y'all. I believe I'm DJing that event too. So, yeah, tell the people a little bit about, you know, who you guys are and what y'all got going on.
All right, right now, pretty much, we just released a project called Home Improvement. You can check that out on SoundCloud/Green Dollar. And pretty much, we just working on the next project. It's going to be called Airbending University. You know, we just pretty much some lyricists. Real life, just chill type of dudes, you know. But we make, you know, like all type, like just life music, safe to say.
Well, I'm having fun doing it, you already know.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, what is the music all about? Because y'all got me intrigued with, you said your first album was called, what'd you say, Home Improvement?
Yeah, Home Improvement.
Okay. So, I mean, what's that all about? What's that album about?
So pretty much it was like home improvement to do anything before you can make a real movement. Anything you do with yourself, you got to improve the home first before you can really
Everything starts with you first. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, in-house, like, you know, Green Dot's like a house. And so, like, we just, everything, like, the foundation from, like, you know, the concrete to woods, electric.
Finding the people to work with, the contractors, little way of, like, producers to work with, to record, stuff like that. Just building up from the ground zero. Before we can make something big happen, we got to fix the home and all that. So,
yeah. Okay. Okay. You got my attention.
But no, plus we plus we sampled Mr. Wilson from the Home Improvement show. Like if you if most only most people remember that show, you know. But yeah,
early 90s. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, we got a new cartoon of it for the mixtape cover.
Mm. Okay. So tell the people again, right quick, where can they find y'all music?
Oh, y'all can find our music on SoundCloud/Green Dollar, or you can find it on DatPiff/Green Dollar, or Coast to Coast Mixtapes/Green Dollar. And also, we got music videos on TV. You can pretty much type in Boogie the Bear. You know, I got a new video called Classic. And we got, we just got a pretty bunch of videos you can just check out. Just, yeah, Green Dollar, just type in Boogie the Bear or Chemist. Chemist with a K, though.
Okay, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, bro. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Now, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Pretty much.
Oh, no, I was just saying, pretty much how you spell out, like, Green Dollar, just GREENDOLLA.
Right. Okay, okay.
Okay.
So, all right, stick with us, but, hey, Miss Unbeliever, do you want to ask him a question right quick, maybe?
You know what? No, I just can't wait to see them on the 23rd.
All right.
Right.
Appreciate that.
My first time. Go to see some good people, good vibes, good energy and all that.
Mm. Oh, you better bring it. Okay. Because Miss Unbeliever wanted to see some good stuff now. Y'all better bring it. Y'all better bring the house down, especially with the home improvement.
Oh,
that just sounds
nice.
Like this is going to be hot. I just can't
wait
to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, it's gonna be worth your while. But no, it's most definitely, it's very unique and original and organic.
Well, I like.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having us on the show, though.
Okay. Okay, hey, bro, we always here. You know what I mean? We're always here for the independent artists to call in, promote themselves. Now, the next move is to send us some music. Get it so we can get y'all some spins over
okay.
here. And you know what I mean? We got to see that we are, if this is what I think it is today, we got to get y'all an interview to interview y'all some more on an upcoming show about the event coming up. So, all right, bro. So, hopefully you can stick with us a little bit. I'm going to try to hold y'all hostage a little bit. Stick with us. We come back after this next track. We'll check in with you a little more. I want to know how y'all got y'all names. That's what I want to know. Get it? I'm just saying.
No,
okay, so all right, check it out, guys. Check it out, everybody. This right here is going to be Jay Bree. He'll be performing tomorrow. He is got the Twin Cities like going crazy that he's in town right now. So check it out. This is a track called "Wish I Was Single." Monsters Radio Live on a Friday night live. DJ E Monster, Miss Unbeliever. Bow, bow.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Jay Bree, baby. This road before, ain't tryna hear that. Where you been and where you at? Cause you ain't called
no,
back.
Ain't called.
I'm out here working, baby, so you can fall back. You've been tripping, thinking I'm slipping. We know what that money do, do. These women, they so full, full. That's why I rock with you, you. Don't you play with me, babe. Just want
your body.
No, I don't need
nobody.
I'm so in love with you and loyal to, but you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Wish I was, wish I was.
I'm tired of the games that you play. I wish I was single.
Wish I was, wish I was.
I'm so in love with you and loyal to, but you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Wish I was, wish I was.
I wish I was.
Wish I was, wish I was.
I wish I was.
you don't see it. I wish I was in the club, throwing dubs. All these women showing love, cause they know my baby's at home. But they don't know that I know what they want.
We know what that money do. These women, they so full. That's why I rock with you.
You don't see it. I wish I was single. Oh, babe, I'm tired of the games that you play. I wish I was single. I'm so in love with you and loyal to you. But you don't see it. I wish I was single.
Yeah, that's what's up. Jay Bree will be in town tomorrow in St. Paul, Minnesota. Come kick it with us at Raspberry Island Regional Park. Get all the information off Monsters Radio on all our social media. So, all right, guys, we're back with you guys. You said people can find you guys on social media at Green Dollar. So tell us, how did y'all come up with these names, man? Yeah, I mean, let's keep it 100. What's your name? Boogie something? Boogie something?
Yeah, y'all Boogie the Bear. Be like,
yeah, Boogie the Bear. Y'all got to be from the inner city. I'm just saying. it is what it is. Tell us how y'all got the name. Come on now.
No, we're pretty much. All right, well, check this. Well, Boogie is like what like my friends taught me and all that. And Bear is like close ones, my media family call me. That's like my nickname for like pretty much Boogie, my street name, and like Bear, my family name. So put that together, you got Boogie the Bear.
Okay, real relevance to it. All right, my bad. Yeah. I get a monster slap for that.
No, I love explaining things because just like, because of course, when you hear it, like, that just sounds dumb as hell, but like when somebody elaborates, explain it, sound, you know.
And I get a nickname.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Kim, explain.
No, I just got Kim more because like I was always experimenting, always trying to curious what's the next interesting thing to do. Growing up, I wanted to be a scientist, and life, you know, sometimes hits people, makes them go different directions and shit like that. And the K, it just came with it. I just like, you start doing research about Egypt and shit, you start realizing K starts before the C came. So I came first, I'm first. Oh. So like, I'm first. So it's with the K and shit like that.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Makes sense. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Okay. I do too. Okay. Very unique. Unique. Yes.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Felt the same when I picked the name, no lie.
Okay.
So pretty much for Green Dollar, it was just like pretty much our group, like, some, safe to say, we like some black hippies, but we smoke. But it's like, you know, like, it's all about smoking weed. Yeah, of course, getting money. But, you know, like, think about it. Green's your favorite color, especially when you're waiting at a red light. You know, when you eat a salad, what color you want it to be. When you go to a park, like, what colors you want to see when you go to a park. You know, it's just, like, green means growth, just improvement, you know, just. A lot of things like
life in general,
and pretty much, you know, like it, like, means ill. We're ill rappers, so like, that's what I'm saying. It just also means green, just, and dollar. That's the root of all. You got to chase that dollar in the day. So
it's like the yin and yang of both of dualities, like nature and money at the same time. But yeah, we still need both.
Yeah, it's like green. It's just like, yeah, green.
Everything's a go.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so yeah, that's Green Dollar.
All right. They don't really put some earth in this, ain't they? Just all around good.
Right.
And you know what? It's interesting where people can express and say who they are, and you get that tingling feeling like, dang, I want to know more about them.
Let me keep them around. let me see what they about to bring through here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Right. Organic, like we were saying,
yeah,
naturally.
Yeah, raw,
what we've been spelling, just going like gut feeling. That's all we got, so we run with it.
You can't fake being real at the end of the day, so yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, check it out. Hey, still stay with us, bro. Hey, this is turning into an interview, Mr. Unbelievable. We usually don't do
I see that.
Friday,
it really
but,
is.
Hey,
we don't,
but
man, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They are, doggone it. They go.
We're going to
keep them here for a minute. We're going to keep them here for a second. Look at that.
Right. Okay. So all right, so check it out. I'm gonna slap a track on and then we're gonna come back and then we're gonna chat it up some more. So all right, check it out, it's another artist from tomorrow's event. He goes by the name of OG Grip. This dude right here is doing a lot of big things. I don't know if he's gonna perform his track. I might have to give him a tip or something, but this right here is one of my favorite tracks by him. It's called Turn Up, featuring Strap and, is it Muja, Messiah? I'm going to get it right sooner or later. Check it out, Monsters Radio. Right? Yeah. Turn Up, OG Grip. Friday Night Live. Yeah, him.
We live, y'all. We live.
Yay, on Good Friday.
I just hope it ain't tonight, though. Shit, I just bumped the white hoe. When meet the bitch psycho, alpha, disco, beta, bipolar, blur, ass on her, fatter than a donkey, throw cash on her, give a monkey my banana, then dash on her, like film, flash, cartoon, blur, leave a couple on the nightstand, so she forgive that I'm trifling, plus I'm plotting on a best friend. Shit, I'm using her to get in, dog. That's what they call him, but he misconstrued. So it's never his regret when you misconstrue. Off that California green and Minnesota brew. Got your California queen getting Minnesota rule. I mean Minnesota nice, getting piped all night. I like him off white. Complexion, spectators guessing. Jet black hair, got her looking black and Asian. She blazing, standing ovation. And no, we never talk, just exchange fuck faces. No need to hate, just embrace it. She keep a nigga high in the sky.
Say a party ain't a party till I walk in it. Walk in it. With a pocket full of money, plus I'm talking it. Everything true and so authentic. I'ma beat the pussy up, then put my balls in it. Everybody turn up. Boys, time to turn up. I walk up in the party, turned up. Head in the air like I'm a jerk. What? I don't know about her name, but I know about her butt. If the roof on fire, let that bitch burn up. I'm chilling in the cut, eyes low. Low. Homie, stop counting my dough. Don't tell me I'm fresh, I know. I'm Kobe at his best, talking two times four. Came super deep, we'll drown you. Homie, we'll leave you where we found you. Try to holler at my chick, she'll clown you. Came from the dirt with them dirty rotten scoundrels. I'm only doing a Dougie and a pussy. Been getting money, 10 racks, you a rookie. Now you know I'm working on a million. Party ain't a party till my niggas in the building. Say a party ain't a party till I walk in it. With a pocket full of money, plus I'm talking it. Everything true and so authentic. I'ma beat the pussy up and put my balls in it. Everybody turn up.
Talking it. Authentic. Authentic. Balls in it. Everybody turn up. It's the emergence of the sea serpent, feasting on sea urchins. Four finger ring, fingering three virgins. That's a three ring circus. Pimp strut like my knees hurting. Dominique Wilkins. Pussy purring on Persian rugs. Girls with big jugs, searching for love with surgical gloves. I wanna say I believe you. Lingerie see through. Mommy, let me play in that jean pool. It's not like I need to, I just want to. It's not like I need you, I just want you. It's just something about you. What's it all amount to? Come on, let me give you a tutorial on how to. House rules, polo robes and house shoes. Fetch that remote control, now show me what that mouth do.
titties bouncing, she on my city council. Voted for mayor twice in the Minneapolis. Hood like Banshee, I'm so street with it. Caught her on the rebound and went balls deep in it. Woke up on the wrong side, fell asleep in it. Must have had to spend the time, that pussy was 3 minutes.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live, Friday Night Live. We getting it in for the weekend. I think it's safe to say they're not gonna perform that tomorrow.
I'm safe to say they're not gonna perform that tomorrow either. Too many balls deep in there. Too many balls deep in there. You can't give the head to the kids. I mean, you just can't. Okay, you just can't. I'm just saying. Oh, cold beef, but oh my gosh, okay. You want that plane? Oh, okay. Right. All right, E-Monster. Okay, I see you just being nasty and stuff for the kids. Oh my goodness. We can't do that. Shit. We can't do that one.
Hey, but I do want to say, anybody coming out tomorrow, they'll bring some extra cash, for real, for real. There's going to be vendors out there, and I only do have a vendor table, but I'm just saying, OG Grip dropped a new album. I heard the whole entire album. I was just supposed to listen to one or two tracks. This thing was so banging. I stuck around and listened to the whole entire album, the whole album bang. I got my money right now. I'm a DJ. I can get it from him for free, but I want to show him support because I know what it takes to make that hot-ass album. It took some bread. He got Scarface. He got Devin the Dude. I'm not even going to tell you, everybody. I want you to get the CD, get it, make it happen. And also on the 23rd Sunday night, bring some extra money so we can get some money, so we can get the CD from these guys right here. And as we get to that, I want to ask y'all, so what can the people expect from y'all when they come to see y'all perform on the 23rd? Shout out to Baby Boo, number one photo. So what can people expect when they come to see y'all perform? I mean, y'all got a hammer pants, cameo cups. What can they expect?
Y'all
got backup
dancers, what? Shit, you're gonna say, well, that's a good live performance. Niggas gonna be energetic and yet still spend some good music. But yeah, it's something you can still vibe and nod your head to. At least I know for a fact, me personally. But that's just.
It's like this. It ain't gonna be nothing that drill shit. Like shout out to, like, I ain't gonna lie, shout out to my niggas who do that, but we don't do that though. So nah. But you won't expect that though. But yeah, it's gonna be some hot. It's gonna be nice.
Okay. That's what's up.
Right. I got a question. So is it just all what? Is it all rap or do we got some, you know, some juicy, you know, sexy R&B or, you know, loving music like that? And is it just all just one, you know, genre or do we have a mixture of songs on album?
At this point, it's starting to blossom into all types of right now. But as, like I said, the last mixtape, that was definitely more like hip hop. But as of late, the sounds we've been putting out and the vibes we've been going at, it's been becoming blossoming into like all types of sounds. But we do got a couple little stuff for the ladies, and then
yeah, next project gonna have like a lot more like more cake and songs, safe to say. So yeah, okay. But no, yeah, we were like, yeah.
It's gonna be a mix, you know, because we do like melodic type beats and like try to hit those little vocals. You know, we can't sing that well, but we try, you know.
No, I got one song on, like, you can check it out on SoundCloud. It's called She Be Like. So yeah, that's like more like a female one. That's more me being somewhat sensitive. So yeah.
Okay.
Any more questions?
I like that. Okay, so yeah, my hand is raised again. Is that okay? All right. Miss Unbelievable Clown of the Night.
Somebody please take her drink away.
Hey. It's that fruity kind, you know, that one that hit you later. So do y'all have, like, how does y'all family, you know, embrace what you guys are doing? Yeah, I'm getting serious. I'm having fun and serious too. But how do your family embrace, you know, what you guys are doing? And do they inspire you to do more?
Honestly, our family always been like part of music. It's like we was always influenced by music. It's just like by somebody playing instruments, singing in church, or just that's why I personally started rapping because I got family members that live in Atlanta, and we used to go out there when we was like younger. So you know, I just like being around him, like he used to rap, so that used to influence me. So it's just, I just say it's always been around us.
Yeah, they influence us, but they definitely don't support the cause as much.
Yeah, if that makes sense. Like
they influence us, but they definitely don't support the idea. Of course they like I like rather maybe go to school or something like that. But it's each his own thought of what we should be doing. But they definitely gave us an influence to keep going with music in a sense, because they gave us drive to like either keep going to prove them wrong, and they gave us the influence to start it. To like, all right, we see somebody else did it, why not us too as well? And it actually was pretty decent when they were doing it. So.
Okay.
That's what's up.
I know.
Now I don't know if you guys might have said this. Sorry, I had to shoot out a little promo there right quick. But I mean, does anybody else in your family, any of you guys' family, have they done music in the past? Like maybe an uncle, a parent, another sibling, anybody else in y'all family that does music?
Yeah, we got a cousin. He is, like we said, in Georgia. His name like Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Giovanni
Hollywood Ghost. But he like one of those like he like behind the scenes type of cat though. He like he be in the scene, but he don't be in the scene.
Like, he was a hype man for like somebody that was signed to like Akon's Convict Music. So he was like a hype man to one of his artists and stuff like that. So
he was cool with I don't know how you pronounce his nigga name. I don't know how you say his name.
Like he right now the artist he signed with Birdman, I think his name was Sierra the Kid or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, he used to do music with him too. So yeah, we have family that like that didn't even have people that were actually influenced with people that are actually involved in singing heavy in Atlanta. It's just we don't get that backing.
You ain't shit till you make it. So it's pretty much like they like, you know, they watching, but they waiting for till like something good come out.
Everybody
of it.
Prove yourself at this point.
Right. Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm glad you said that, because that's like one of the topics we talk about around here. So I'm gonna go ahead and keep squeezing some music in here. So I'm gonna slap a guy in. Another guy's performing tomorrow. He's trying to figure out how he can get this edited. I talked to him today. He's trying to figure out how he can get this edited so he can perform this, because when he performs this song, matter of fact, last time, Miss Unbelievable, seeing this guy perform this song, I know she's going to start to figure out who I'm talking about. They made him perform this song back to back. He was like, what? They was like, yeah, run that whole song back, player. Get it? All right, check it out. This right here is Juice G. After that, we're going to get into some of the music that's from the Sunday event at the Red Sea. You dig? It's also one of the events that's connected to the event that they're in. It's the National Night Out for Northside. So check it out. This is Juice G. This is called Fuck Up the Summer. Let's just hope that he gets to
end it
tomorrow.
Fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer. I came to fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
I swear to God,
the spring, the fall, and the winter, yeah. The spring, the fall, and the winter, yeah.
Now what was you thinking, bruh?
Yeah.
That I ain't come on a mission.
Damn.
Like I ain't come here to blow speakers out,
what?
Or get reckless with bad intent. I adapt to all elements.
Element.
But what you say, this is heaven sent.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas been waiting to see me slip, plotting a whole bunch of extra shit. Far from the truth is how niggas spit. But now I'm here to set the damn record straight.
Yeah.
Juicy has been a beast in this bitch. Don't need no approval, I'm known to fuck up the place. Swear to God, I feel like I'm Thor. Any moment I'm bringing the thunder.
Yeah.
Got mother nature in the feeling. Cause I came to fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer.
Fuck it up.
Fuck up the summer.
Yeah.
I came to fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer. The spring, the fall, and the winter, yeah.
Cause y'all niggas thought I was doing something.
fall in the wind.
From my city putting on, shout out to BB the roster. Only rate my city pop off. Keep something that knock niggas talks off. They feeling like Juju can't make it hit. More reason than knock niggas blocks off. Look, can't lie, I'm getting cocky right now. For you heavyweights, I'm feeling like Rocky right now. Get loud, little niggas stand down. Cause there's nothing for niggas to bring the ruckus to the boondocks, pal. That nigga there showing out. There's something that most niggas don't know about. And the way that I see your niggas, man, regardless. So why not show niggas I'm heartless?
I came to fuck up the summer,
fuck it up,
fuck up the summer.
I'm
I came to fuck up the summer, fuck up the summer.
I'm so charged.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
That's what I do, man.
The spring, the fall, and the winter.
I came to fuck up the summer.
My bag, I'm over here grooving. My bag. I'm over here grooving. So, all right, we're back with the guys. All right, we got another caller that called in. Press one. We're going to get to you in just a minute. 612-360. Oh, man, they're from the Twin Cities. I hope they like me. So, all right, guys. What else can we tell people about you guys? Matter of fact, how did you guys end up doing the event Sunday the 23rd at the Red Sea? How did you guys end up even getting involved with doing this event? Because it is a fundraiser.
Man, Minnesota artist Jess Will, I don't know if you know about that kid. Like, he used to live out here, and my brother used to go to school with him. I contacted him. He contacted some people, and they did us a favor. And we was like, we take an opportunity. We riding out there that 23rd, no problem.
Just opportunities. Any opportunity given, we just going to tackle it, just taking it. And that's it.
There's can be choosers.
Well, yeah, because I was going to think, when you guys opened up, you guys said you were from somewhere else, didn't you?
Yeah, we from Chicago?
Yeah, we're from Chicago, yeah, man.
Oh, y'all from the shot?
Okay.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, we're from Chicago.
Okay.
Well, no, we ain't from there. No, we're from Chicago, yeah.
Right, okay. That's what's up. So, all right, guys, stick with us. You know, this is an interactive radio show, so let's go over here and check in right quick with the other caller. Like I said, they from my hometown, guys.
We appreciate y'all. Wanting us to stay on longer. So, you know, we ain't going nowhere. We're just going to stay as long as we can, so.
All right, okay, stay on cool. That line then, bro. Bring them in. Stay on that line.
Who we got on the line? Hello, hey, this is Baby Boo, number one photo,
the creator of the fundraiser events on July 9th and the 23rd. So excited that I got to hear my artists that are coming from Chicago. That is so excited. I'm so excited for the 23rd, but I'm also excited for this Sunday. We got some great artists coming out this Sunday. We got about 9 sponsors that have raffle prizes for the crowd. We got some for the artists, and it's just going to be a great night.
Right. I think we Jedi mind tricked you. You know, we was over here talking you up, and then look, boop, the call's in. That's what's up. So, some of the sponsors on here is like, what is it? Harold's Chicken and Shack on Wheel. Who else we got on here? Looks like Youth Link. What is it? Bell's Lawn Shop and Removal. So, how did the whole you doing the fundraiser thing come about? I mean, I know you for a while. I know you've been doing pictures for a minute. You take awesome pictures. Actually, people out there, just so you know, this was the first person I let take a professional picture of me. I was asked before in the past, and I was like, nah, y'all don't know what y'all doing. So I let her take a picture of me, and she did a damn good job. we became friends instantly. You dig? If she would have messed it up, she probably would have gave me some stitches. but I mean, what made you get into doing the fundraiser for the National Night Out Northside Jordan community?
Well, I live in the Jordan community right on off 27th and Humble, where we will be holding the free event on August 1st. That's what we're fundraising for. I somehow became the block leader, and last year was the first year in 15 years that our community has come together and done National Night in my area. I had about 150 kids, 108 adults, and I got to know my neighbors, and all year, every time I see my neighbor, they're like, we're going to do National Night Out again, we're going to do National Night Out again. I was like, yes, but I'm like, how am I going to, you know, last year I pulled it together like last minute, like in 3 weeks. So this year I had more time to think about, you know, how can I raise this money so we can have the same stuff and probably even more for the kids, because I feel like it's going to be a bigger turnout this year. And me being in the industry since 2006, when I started my photography, I was actually interning in 2006 to 2008 with a marketing group. So I was like, I've seen how these shows are put together, and I'm just like, I started contacting everybody, and I actually went around on foot last year to all the businesses, and that's how I only had 4 sponsors last year, and now I have 9 or 10. I'm losing count, but I have Mall of America. They gave me wristbands for free. Youth Links. They give me. They donate food, pops and meat and side foods. Solo donates food. Fire Entertainment, they're donating 2 tickets to one of their it's like a male exotic and a female exotic dancer show that's coming up on the 23rd. Event photo booths. The photo booth's not going to be there on the 9th, but they will be there on the 23rd. Harold's Chicken, he started out on Emerson. So he was in the Jordan community, and he stayed in the Jordan community. Now he's on wheels. He has 2 different locations. You can find him on his website where he's going to be. I have another photographer. She's actually going to give a coupon giveaway, but the second show, she's going to give away a $150 photo shoot. So, I mean, these people are just awesome. I got Extravagant Events. She makes fantastic, wonderful cakes. I just gave my best friend a Hennessy cake, and it was infused 3 times with Hennessy dumped in the middle of it. So I'm just like so excited about all the prizes that I have for the crowd and my sponsors being active, and I feel like it's going to be a great night, and I'm going to raise this money so the community can have fun on National Night Out.
Right. That's what's up. That's what's up. And
that's
I'm
amazing.
Glad how you pointed out, yeah, I'm glad how you pointed out how the neighbors start to be more, you know what I mean, interactive with you. Because, you know, a lot of times, people see National Night Out and I always wonder, you know what I mean, when they do it, does it really have an effect afterwards? You know what I mean? A week later, does it really bring the community together? Things like that.
Yes, it does. And I have, because my block that I do it on is 3 blocks long. Is it, you know, it has that block where there's no block down the 28th block. So I have like 25 houses, and out of those 25 houses on my block, I had 13 volunteers from each one of those houses. So, like, and we had a volunteer meetings, and then we text each other. We say hi to each other when we're passing by, and, you know, when things happen in the community, we're like, oh, did you hear about that? Oh, yeah, that was that person, you know. So it did get us talking more as a community, and it's just so amazing how it brought us together just from one night from last year.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. And see, one thing I love about the whole thing like that, did you people hear how she said people start to get more interactive with people. Hey, what's going on over here? What's going on over there? Now, everybody talks about how we need to police our own. Ain't that a form of it? I'm just saying, you know, the lady down the street, her son out there bogus, breaking in people's cars. Let's go down there and talk to Miss Lady and her son. Get in, police our own. I'm just saying. And also, if you don't live in the community, but you still want to help and give out, do you have the GoFundMe information that people can actually make a donation if they won't?
Yes, I. So if you can't make the event, I do have a GoFundMe account. It's gf.me/u/ZVQDA. So you could just go to the GoFundMe and put in that little code, and it will pop up the page, and you can make a donation. Any size is welcome. There's no specific size. Also, the neighbors, not only am I doing fundraising for this show, our neighbors, like I have neighbors come, they were coming knocking on my door like the two to three days before, and one of my neighbors, he was like, here's $200. My wife just died, and she was a big part of the community, and she would love if I could give this money. Then I had another neighbor, he just came and gave me $60, and he was like, use this for anything that you need. Is there anything else you need? Another neighbor dropped off 10 bags of ice because we had an ice machine, or, you know, we had freezies. I mean, it was a lot, and I was, like, so scared last year. I'm like, oh, my God. And everything just pulled together, and then they were like, oh, thank you for everything you did. I'm like, I know it feels like I did everything, but I had a lot of help. And this year, I want to make sure that we have everything we need and more.
Right.
That is
right.
So, you know, okay. I applaud you for bringing community back into the community. Because I know that the 27th and 26th block over there took a hit a few years ago, so I applaud you for bringing it back to life and bringing it safe again.
Yes, the 26, and they really cleaned up 26, and they remodeled it. If you go to the community meetings, they put a bus stop every 2 to 3 blocks so people won't congregate out there on the corner. They took out that corner store. Well, that was a long time ago. I remember that corner store on 26. No.
Yes, ma'am.
We won't even talk
on that. Mm-mm.
Right there. That's all.
Right. Okay. Well, I do got another question for you. We are getting close to the end of the show. We will have to wrap it up real soon. But I just want to know.
Yeah.
What was it? And I just want to say this first. You know, I love the relationship that Chicago and Minnesota actually have. I should say Chicago and the Twin Cities. It actually has. We're like brothers and sisters, first cousins, whatever you want to call it. You dig? And I love how artists can go back and forth as a bridge. You know what I mean? So I love that. So, I mean, how did you end up finding these guys right here, as interesting as they are, as they may be, with the album titles, what their name means, and all this other stuff, how did you end up getting these guys right here to come to the Twin Cities and perform?
And I'll tell you, God works in mysterious ways, let me tell you. But just feel that is performing on July 9th on Sunday. He actually contacted me, and he was like, you know, I have some artists there in Chicago. They heard what you're doing, and they want to come here and support and see what Minnesota's about. And I was like, yes, bring it.
And that's what's up. And that's how it all went down.
That's how it went down. I got some artists coming from Wisconsin, too, for the 23rd. So we got two out-of-towners coming on the 23rd, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So right now, for the National Night Out, Northside Jordan Community Fundraiser shows, so we got, what, July 9th? You said July 23rd? Yeah. And then you said August 1st is the big shindig.
Oh, yeah. We also have part 3 coming, fire coming soon. I have a live band coming to the 4th Street, and you will be on the 1s and 2s. So I'm excited about that, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love live bands. I'm just saying, it is what it is. Ain't no feeling like a drummer hitting them drums and snares. I'm just saying that pop and boom, it is what it is. Get it? So, yeah, I'm anxious about that one. And it'll be my first time. So y'all better come. It's going to be epic. It'll be my first time DJing at the 4th Street. Wow.
Boom, boom, boom. We got to turn it out.
So anything else you guys want to put out there? I'll let the artist go first. Anything else you guys want to put out there? Definitely drop your social media again. But anything else you guys want to put out there before we wrap up the show?
Yeah, man, huge shout out to you guys for giving us a little time to talk and interview. Definitely first and foremost.
Yes, most definitely. And I'm stay on that one.
Appreciate that. And everybody just follow us on all social media accounts, Green Dollar, G-R-E-E-N, Dollar, D-O-L-L-A. And then you can find all of us individually on this website. So just follow us there. And just, we'll be out there the 23rd. Get lit, get popping.
Right. That's what's up. I'm just saying, man, these dudes are interesting. They're very professional. Did you hear that? It's unbelievable. Old boy came in. Old boy just dropped out like he did an ad lib. Da-da-da-da, boop. On point, baby. On point. That's what I'm talking about.
I heard
about.
That. I heard that. They got it together. You know what? And they only going to get stronger. They got it together.
Appreciate that. Thank you for giving us an opportunity. I appreciate that. Yeah, I like that. Appreciate the opportunity again for giving us the time to see if we can get our things out there a little bit. Just, I appreciate every little opportunity.
That's what's
all right,
up.
We'll
That's
be looking
up.
For
That's
you on the 23rd. Yes, to rock the house. We're looking
you.
Forward to you. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Go ahead, Iman. To my bed.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, make sure you get with Baby Boo, and make sure you send us your music, you know what I mean, so we can play y'all in between time and get the people ready so they can sing the words with y'all while y'all up there getting it in.
Are you in
the
system? All right,
Baby Boo. Go ahead, fellas. My bad.
How you want us to send us the music to you, my good sir?
Okay. Just, if you can remember, Monster, just like it's spelled, Monster, US, Radio, at gmail.com.
All right, my good sir.
Okay. Just put it down.
Just put the green down. I know.
All right, then y'all have a good night.
Right, y'all good. Be good. Happy
you Saturday. Too.
All right, players. Yeah.
All right, y'all.
All right. Ty, you got anything, any last words there, Baby Boo? You still there?
Just come out, support, have fun, win some prizes. July 9th, this Sunday. Red Sea.
That's right. Come out.
Hello?
Yep, you were breaking up just a little bit there. Breaking up just a little bit.
I broke up.
So, I got a couple seconds to try to get up out of here. It's unbelievable. You got some. I'm going to try to squeeze some of this Crisis Fresh song in here right quick. I know he's performing on Sunday night, so I know I can't get to a lot of it, but I'll get to what I can. But you got some last words or shout-outs right quick?
Just be safe, have fun, and it's about to be an epic weekend. I'm so excited. It's about to be Monsters Radio, DJ E-Monster, the Monstars, and everyone at Raspberry Island and the Red Sea. Let's have some fun.
Okay, there it is. And y'all remember how I said, Remember, I know it's somewhere lit in the Twin Cities because that's how we get it in. Every weekend, we love to show up and show out. But just remember, if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the show tomorrow. Get it? Check it out. Crisis Fresh, Real R&B, Sunday night, the Red Sea.
The club is cracking, is she ready for some action? Grinding on my corner, trying to see what I was packing. I whispered in her ear, don't start what you can't finish. She gave me a grin and said, I'm gonna give you the business. God is my witness. She put my hands down her throat. She put my finger on her spot, put it out and licked it off. I'm not living, must be the alcohol. She said, no, it's the R&B. She wanna hear some real R&B. So she can make love to me. So I'm like, she like, yeah. She like, yeah. She wanna hear some real R&B. So she can make love to me. So I'm like, she like, yeah.
Crisis Fresh, Sunday night at the Red Sea, 320 Cedar, Minneapolis, Minnesota.